Sam, Cornyn to Haley, end your campaign, time for GOP to unite behind Trump. By Bradley J. on January 23, 2024. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, endorsed Donald Trump for president moments after the New Hampshire primary was called within minutes of polls closing. "I have seen enough," Cornyn said on X. "To beat Biden, Republicans need to unite around a single candidate. And it's clear that President Trump is Republican voters' choice." A majority of Senate Republicans have now endorsed Trump. But Senator John Barrasso, RY, had been the only senior member of Senate GOP leadership to endorse the former president's re-election bid before Tuesday night. Barrasso had also been the only one of the three Johns, the three most speculated successors to Republican leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, to endorse the president. Senator John Thune, RSD, who like McConnell has been less than warm to Trump, is the third. All five senior members of the House Republican Conference have endorsed Trump. Cornyn's endorsement is indicative of the air of inevitability around the popular former president's nomination. His post continued. "Four more years of failed domestic policies like the Biden border crisis and record high inflation, and failed foreign policies that have emboldened our adversaries and made the world a more dangerous place, must be stopped. I am proud of our accomplishments in President Trump's first term, including the confirmation of 234 federal judges, including three members of the United States Supreme Court, passing historic tax reform, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, unleashing our energy potential, and ushering in the best economy for all Americans in my lifetime. I will be continuing to work to elect a Republican Senate majority and to elect President Trump in 2024. Democrats currently hold a 51-49 advantage in the Senate, although the electoral map is favorable for Republicans." Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.